I'm Liz White. It's Monday, June 27th, and time for WQXR's Washington Report Online. Joining us now, as he does every Monday, is David Sanger. He's the chief Washington correspondent for The New York Times. Good morning, David.
Morning, Liz.
David, after the president announced last week that he would pull 10,000 troops out of Afghanistan this year and another 23,000 by next summer, you wrote that the country has now come full circle in its rationale on what war we are fighting. What do you mean by that?
What I meant, Liz, was that when we went into Afghanistan in 2001, when President Bush ordered the invasion to oust the Taliban, he first went to the Pakistanis with an ultimatum that said, basically, you have to ally with the United States and break your bonds with the Taliban because the U.S. needs Pakistan to get into Afghanistan. As we pull out 10 years later, the concept is to get everybody out by the end of 2014, but try to negotiate to keep many thousands of troops, maybe upwards of 25,000, in Afghanistan. Why? In part to keep a cork on Afghanistan, but largely to be able to go in and do these kind of raids inside Pakistan, which is, of course, where al-Qaeda's remnants remain and other insurgent groups live.
Something was missing from the president's speech. All that past talk about rebuilding Afghanistan and providing the aid and expertise it needs to become a modern state. Why do you think those words were missing?
Well, they were missing because it's turned out that that is the one mission that the Obama administration now believes was just too much for the United States, and one that would keep the U.S. there for many, many years. If you go back to the president's first speeches in 2009 about Afghanistan, he talks, as President Bush did before him, about building schools and training policemen and building a judiciary. That mission began to fall away after the president concluded that the number one objective had to be getting al-Qaeda. And I thought it was interesting that last week there was no mention of it at all.
And what about these murky reconciliation talks with the Taliban? American officials now acknowledge they're holding them, but they won't say where. Do we know who they're talking with?
Well, they are supposed to be talking with people who say they are representing Mullah Omar, who was the leader of the Taliban when it was ousted from Afghanistan in 2001. But no one has talked about who exactly they are. You may recall that a few months ago, the U.S. attempted such talks and quickly came to the conclusion that the person they were negotiating with was probably an imposter. The talks appear to be taking place in Afghanistan, some in Germany. There have been cases where we have heard of Taliban members or representatives who are being flown around by the U.S. in an effort to get these talks going. But what we really don't know is whether whoever is negotiating really has the authority to strike a deal, really represents the Taliban. And that's the big mystery.
Turning to another hotspot, the House overwhelmingly passed a condemnation of the administration's role in the conflict in Libya. Last month, wasn't there a concern that the president wasn't doing enough?
That's right, and it gives you a sense of how quickly the Congress has turned against not only the war in Afghanistan, but any U.S. military actions at all. Now, in this case, the House could not decide what they wanted the president to do. They disapproved of the action in Libya, but didn't cut off the funding. And, of course, the president has never gone to Congress for approval under the War Powers Act to continue these actions. He said the U.S. isn't really engaged in hostilities. Instead, the U.S. is just acting as part of NATO to enforce a U.N. resolution. Now, to many in Congress, when the U.S. is dropping bombs, it sure looks like hostilities. But in this case, there have been no U.S. casualties, and the question is whether Congress will now go the next step and try to cut off all funding for the war.
Well, stay tuned. We appreciate your insight, David. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Liz.
New York Times Chief Washington Correspondent David Sanger. I'm Liz White, and that's the Washington Report on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.